Hi loves, I am back with a new episode. For those of you guys who may be new to my podcast, welcome to the Socialistic Approach. This is a space for social topics, issues that affect all of us at some level in a holistic approach and perception in how to view this in a way that can lead us to not only having solutions, but finding ourselves in the process, growing and bettering ourselves, and most importantly, coming together as a community, understanding that our differences can be brought to the table and that we can learn from each other. And I always consider myself a student of life, will always be that. And I hope that you can gain something from this podcast as well. Because my biggest inspiration is human connection. And it leads me to really conceptualize and be able to gain not just knowledge, but a new perspective on life and relationship. Today, I like to focus in on confidence. What is confidence? How do we achieve it? And for some people who may struggle with insecurities in the sense of maybe being considered someone who socially, right, based on social standards, might have a low self-esteem. Or just literally someone who is living the human experience and we're going through moments of insecurity and we're comparing ourselves to other people who may come across as bold and fearful and brave and confident. And how did they get that? How did they do that? I wish I could be like that. And what we often don't ask ourselves this, what's holding me back? What's limiting me from being bold, from being confident, from being courageous? And the reason why I mentioned courage is it's because I heard something the other day, and I've always had this thought about being courageous and what it takes to be courageous and the human experience of facing fear. And the message was about merging into new careers and how people often rely on this sense of confidence in order to take action, when in reality, being courageous is what leads us to take those actions, and then that builds confidence. And I think it's so true, and I think it's a brilliant way of looking at how we gain confidence in ourselves. Because the reason why we have insecurities is because clearly we are individuals that have a duality when it comes to a lot of things. Clearly we are imperfect, and we're going to experience moments of high and lows with how we view ourselves. I do think that the difference maybe be among someone who is confident or understands the power of, well, being self-empowered, is that they're able to come out of that moment of insecurity and understand and know who they are. But that does not mean that we stop experiencing doubt and insecurities about ourselves and what we're able to do. One of the factors about being courageous is that it is impossible to be that person, to face things and be brave without the factor of fear. Fear, it's inevitable to avoid when it comes to being a courageous person. They tie along like peanut butter and jelly, actually. You can be one without the other. You can't face one without the other. They wouldn't exist. So technically, in a way, they coexist. In order to be brave, you are feeling fear. Because if you weren't, then that wouldn't be considered courageous. It will be easy. We're not afraid. That's not technically what a brave person is, what a courageous person is. A courageous person has the ability to make a decision in a moment where they are confronting their fear. They're confronting something that's unknown. They are basically stepping into the upside down. But no, it's facing the unknown and all the probabilities that can happen when it comes to that. Here's something to marinate on, food for thought. What if we were more objective about those things that we fear? And being objective about it doesn't take away the emotional aspect of it. We're gonna feel worried, we're gonna feel scared. We're gonna be concerned with the consequences that could happen, stepping into something that may not feel secure. However, this is part of the human experience. It is part of life. It is part of walking on this planet. It's inevitable that we're gonna run into concern and worry and fear and things that scare the bejesus out of us. It's gonna happen. But I think acceptance that this is something I'm gonna experience and it may not feel good, but I'm going to experience it. And why am I experiencing that moment? Well, it's given me an opportunity to make a decision. The unknown, the exploration of the unknown seems scary, but it's given me the opportunity to make a decision. And there are two things to look at among the many that could potentially be presented. But two things that you can focus on that are going to be present constantly when it comes to making a decision to step into something that creates fear. One is that we can shelter and stay in the know and what we know, what brings us comfort. But we also understand that that's going to leave us right there in that place. There's no moving forward from what we know, because there's not anything else to explore, to try. So we are stuck in that world that we are comfortable and created. With all its internal adversity, with all its challenges, with all the positive and negative things that are created and are existing in that place. Things that potentially we love and want to stick with, and other things that we hate and may want to see gone or wondering where they're going to end. But I'd rather have this because familiarity to me is safe. Ooh. Or there's the other aspect of it. I can face heartache. I can face a lot of adversity that's new to me, not like the one that I'm used to. I can experience loss, and that scares me because I don't want to have any more loss that I already experienced. But the other thing that we're not looking at on that side is an opportunity. The opportunity to explore, to find something new, to replace, to grow, and most importantly, to find yourself in the capabilities that you have yet to be able to explore and demonstrate. Not just demonstrate to the world, but to yourself. You have nothing to prove to this audience that we create in our heads. You have things to prove to yourself. And that builds confidence. That is self-empowerment. I did it. I stepped in and I did it. And when you fail, I still did it. And you keep in mind the fact that you stepped forward and you did that. Whatever that thing is. Creativity is not a thing to waste. And in order to be creative, courage is also required. So we can take anything from this, our three C's. Courage, creativity, and confidence. And let me tell you, it's such a great feeling to have something representative of your authentic self. That you have the ability to create. Create your work. Create something that comes from you. And that is worth exploring. When I decided to put this podcast out there, it was for the sake of creating something that felt like very much me. And it took courage because, like every human being, I have self-doubt and insecurities as well. Is my content gonna be sufficient? Is it gonna be good enough? Is it gonna take off? Is it not? But then, what I have been embodying as my purpose the last couple years in a decision that I made was that I will use skill sets and those things that are my talents for an ending goal, which I align with my purpose. And it's to help other people. Whether it's me inspiring you through this podcast, me giving you a new perspective, me inspiring your creativity, or maybe even giving you something to argue with. It's still contributing to your thinking process. Critical thinking is so important, and I do think that this podcast brings an element of that. But the point here is that for me, that was that moment to just put something out there, whether it took off or not, and say, I did it. I have a podcast. I always wanted to do that, and I did it, whether big or small. And it's just led to so many other things. And I know that it will continue to do so. And will I run into obstacles when it comes to this and other things that I do? Absolutely. I'm sure I will. But here's the beauty about adversity. It allows you to see yourself in a new light. It confirms what you're able to go through and how you come out of it. I think that we often underappreciate that. I've been so guilty of that. Looking for a fast resolution to things. Not wanting to endure suffering. And yet I find myself in a place currently where I'm grateful for the huge adversities, pain and suffering that I have experienced the last 3 years, because it's led me to this moment. It's led me to be very in tune with who I am as a person, what I'm able to tolerate, what I'm able to overcome, and the fact that I keep going. And what seemed like almost a curse at one point has led me to so much beauty. And most importantly, has led me to understand myself and others in such an enlightening way. And for that, I'm always grateful. Friends, I hope you have a fabulous week. I hope you remember that you're worth facing any type of fear that you encounter and stepping into the unknown. Be courageous today. Much love. Until next time.